Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, thine glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Revive us again. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving as we command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the wicked out of it. We will have dominion over the devil in the morning. Lord, we thank you for making the outgoings of the morning to rejoice as we receive your loving kindness this morning and every morning. Thank you for releasing the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. Thank you for letting your light break forth in our lives as the morning. Thank you for letting your judgments come upon the enemy this morning and every morning by morning. Lord, your going forth is prepared as the morning, and we pray that you will come as the rain, the latter in the form of rain upon the earth. Lord, we thank you for visiting us this morning and every morning, new mercies we see. Lord, you awaken us morning by morning. You awaken our ears to hear as the learned. We will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day or the terror that comes at night. Lord, we thank you for showing forth your salvation in our lives this day and every day from day to day. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In all things, we give you praise. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you and to you and to you too. Amen. Welcome back to the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 great. And God's name is greatly to be praised. I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. If this is your first time with us, amen. Greetings, greetings, greetings. May it not be your last. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want you to know that we read on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. And still going strong. Amen. And so we just want to thank God for the endurance, the tenacity, the faith, the willpower. Amen. The grace, the mercy, the love, the guidance. Amen. Everything that he provides. Amen. To equip us to do the work that we have been called to do. Amen. All this week, we've been sharing with you clips, amen, from our Good Friday services, and we pray, amen, that you have enjoyed all of them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for our 7 speakers. We want to thank God for the 7 last sayings of Christ. We want to thank God for the death of Christ. Hallelujah. And most of all, amen. We want to thank God for the resurrection. Resurrection power, the power. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, actually, we shared with you, amen, 6 Amen. But today, amen, glory be to God, we just want to, amen, hallelujah, just be reminded of one of the words, glory be to God, of our sister Jera. Amen, hallelujah. And she came, hallelujah, to encourage us. Glory be to God. And her saying was very, very short, but very, very precise. Amen. That, and basically what she was saying, amen, that if you, amen, want help, amen, if you need help, hallelujah, that there's a person that you can go to. If it's anybody out there that need help, amen, in any area of your life, amen, if you want help in any area of your life, amen. So Sister Jera, amen, encouraged us, amen, that that he's right there. And what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. She encouraged us, amen, glory be to God, because her reflection was on this day, shall thou be with me in paradise, amen. And so, amen, she was encouraging us and encouraging our listening audience to know, amen, that God is here right now. Amen. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. And so she encouraged us to just ask him. Ask him. Ask him. Ask God to help you. He will help you. Ask God to lead you. He will lead you. Ask him. Well, you have not because you ask not. But if you ask, ye shall receive. If you seek, ye shall find. And if you knock, the door shall be open. Amen. Then she said something else. She said that God is waiting on your call, waiting on your call. You know, when I heard Sister Jera, amen, share with us, amen, glory be to God, that reminded me of the song, amen, I used to hear my grandmother sing, amen. And some of you might remember it. Some of you old heads might remember this one. Call them up, call them up. Telephone to Jesus. Oh, what joy divine. It's coming back now. I'm going back years to pull this one up. Telephone to Jesus. He's a friend of mine. Y'all know that one? Amen. So it goes on something like that. And then right in the middle of the song, it says, call him up. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. And you know what? Let me tell you, beloved. Amen. We call up God. Let me tell you, so sometimes we call people, and they're not always available to get the call. Sometimes they're whatever. Maybe they're sleeping. Maybe they're inaccessible at the time. Amen. Glory be to God. And the call goes into voicemail. Sometimes voicemail is full, so you can't even get a call into voicemail. Sometimes you're texting. Amen. Hallelujah. And the texting don't come through. Glory be to God. And we're trying desperately, amen, to get to people. Glory be to God, and sometimes we can't. But when, beloved, amen, when we call up Jesus, come on now, you're not going to go into call waiting. You're not going to go into voice call. You're not, glory be to God. I said Jesus got the call. Amen, he got the call. Amen, and he will pick it up. Come on, somebody. Sometimes people have other people answering for them. The answer, I remember Les Brown, glory be to God, and Les Brown tells this story. He said he ain't know no better. Amen, glory be to God. And somebody called his grandmama. Amen, and he picked up the telephone, and the grandma didn't want to talk to whoever it was on the other line. Amen. And so Les Brown said he went back and told the person, amen, my grandmother say she ain't here. My grandma says she ain't here. Amen. Glory be to God. But that's the honesty of children. Amen. That's the integrity of children. Amen. But beloved, God ain't going to do you that way. He ain't going to have nobody else answering the call. Amen. He's going to answer his own calls. And he can take multiple calls at one time. And he not missing a word and he not missing a beat. Amen. And so she told us, amen, to call him up. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is there to help you. He's there to help you. He's there to help you when you're in trouble, but you don't have to wait till you get into trouble. Psalms 46 tells us that God is a very present help in trouble, but you don't have to wait till you get in trouble. Amen. My life passage is Psalms 32:8. God says he will instruct thee lead thee, guide thee, direct thee in the way that thou should go. Amen. Glory be to God. So guess what? Yeah, he's going to lead you into paradise. He's going to lead you into Eden. He's going to lead you into wealth. He's going to lead you into that large place, that large room. He's going to lead you beside still waters. He's going to lead you beside green pastures. Amen. He's going to lead you to the bank. He's going to lead you to the altar. Amen. To the wedding altar, to the prayer altar. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He said, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. Amen. So we are going to thank our sister Jera. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. For those encouraging words. Very short. Very to the point. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And building up her confidence. Amen. To come back the next time. Amen. Hallelujah. And say something else in a different way. But beloved, amen. What we have to remember today, amen, is that when we come to Jesus, when we come to the Lord, 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 amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. Let me share with you, amen, St. John chapter 16, verse 13. It says this, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. So, beloved, this is Jesus speaking. Amen. In John 16:13, it's in red in your Bibles for those of you who have the more modern Bibles. Amen. And so he's speaking about the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth is going to guide you into all truth. It's not the spirit of a lie. Amen. That's the devil's spirit, because the devil is a liar. God's spirit is the spirit of truth. And he guides you into all truth. This is why we must be a follower, amen, of him. When we follow Jesus, we don't have to worry, amen, if we're going in the wrong direction or not. Because there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about God throwing you up under the bus. You don't have to worry about you making some mistake. You don't have to worry about any regrets. Because the Spirit of truth is coming, and he's guiding you into all truth. Truth is the way he goes. Matter of fact, truth is his name. That's another name. Ah, yeah, God has many names. And truth is one of them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is truth. And in him is no darkness. In him is not a lie. Amen. God is truth. When you're walking with God, you're walking in truth. And so, beloved, amen. Therefore, this is why the Bible tells us that we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You can't worship God in your flesh. You can't do it. It can't be done. That's why you're tired. You try to make something happen that's impossible to happen. Now, you can praise God in your flesh. That's why the Bible tells us, amen, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Anybody can praise God. Everybody ought to be praising God. You can get your animals and your pets to praise God. We got talking pets out here. Huh? Praise. See, praise God. You're praising God, amen, for what he does. You're praising him, amen, for your home, your life, your health, your strength. You're praising him for your family. You're praising him for keeping you. You're praising him, huh, that the house didn't burn down. You're praising him, amen, for what he did. And that's an all-day job, because he's always doing something. But when we go into worship is you're going deeper into the tabernacle. You're not on the outside of the gate. You can't worship God from the outside of the gate. You can't holler in and tell the Lord, I'm here. No, you got to come in. And you got to come into the inner courts. You got to come into the Holy of Holies. See, and everybody ain't willing to go there. They appraise God from the other side of the street. They'll give God a shout out and a holler out. Huh? But when you're talking about coming in and getting intimate, huh? Everybody not willing to go there. They're not willing to go there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what Sister Jerry was telling us, beloved. We got to come all the way in. We got to come all the way in. You got to, we worship God in spirit. Your flesh can't worship God. See, so we praise God for what he does. We worship God for who he is. See, it's intimate now. See, it ain't about, you know, you're telling your boo baby, it ain't about the flowers. I thank you for the flowers and the candy. I thank you for the dinners and the courtship. Oh, this is a lovely thing. I thank you for all that outer stuff. It's special. It means something. But now let's get intimate now. Let's take this to a higher level. See, you start talking about that, and then now they ain't calling you no more. you say, all right now, Lord, let's take this relationship to a higher level. Now it's time to put a ring on it, and they ain't calling you no more. See? So, beloved, amen. And so the Lord is calling us to a higher place in God. See, but most people don't want to go there. They don't want to go that far. Can't we just stay on the outer course and just, you know, keep the, you know, go to the dances and to the parties and the electric slide and the cha-cha and all that other stuff? See, now you talk about intimacy. Now we're talking about cutting everybody off. Because, you know, when you get intimate, you get a room. You get a room. Huh? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And that's where God is calling us, into his room. Amen. Hallelujah. Intimate. Amen. So we who worship him must worship him in spirit, because your flesh can't worship. Your flesh can praise. Your flesh can't worship. The only way you can worship God is in your spirit, the redeemed, the regenerated part of you. Glory be to God, because God is a spirit, and his spirit communes to your spirit. God doesn't talk to your flesh. Your flesh ain't listening to nobody. That's why you got to beat it up so bad to make it listen to you. Your flesh has its own mind. Glory be to God. The spirit talks to your spirit. Spirit calleth unto spirit. Glory be to God. And truth. And true. Beloved, this is why we must be a Christian in our hearts. Because if there's anything in there that's not a truth, God already know it. He already know it. That thing has to be confessed. That thing has to be covered under the blood, immersed under the blood. And you got to let God deal with that thing. You got to give it up. And we try to worship God, amen, over lie, amen, and falsities, amen. And it ain't happening, because you ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. Huh? Your praise hit the ceiling, amen, and come back on your head. Maybe that's why sometimes some of us are suffering from headaches. Glory be to God, because your prayers is boomeranging. Glory be to God, worship. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah, what I want to share with you this morning, amen, hallelujah, as we close, amen, I found a wonderful acronym for worship. Worship, W-O-R-S-H-I-P. W-O-R-S-H-I-P. W, amen, wait on the Lord. Ah, come on. Wait on the Lord. He'll renew your strength. Come on, y'all. You will mount up as eagles. You will run and not, whatever. Y'all know the words. The Psalm, Isaiah 40. Wait on the Lord. Wait. God has a will, God has a time, God has a way. He might didn't move yesterday, but I'm telling you, he's going to move. And he's going to move in your favor. Wait on him. Matter of fact, the truth of the matter, he already moved. It just hasn't been manifested yet. Wait on him. Don't take matters in your own hand. God didn't ask you to help him out. He didn't ask for your help in this situation here. He said, just wait on me. Work while you're waiting. Praise me while you're waiting. Wait, I heard you when you prayed. I heard you before you prayed. I know what you want, and I'm going to give it to you. Matter of fact, no, I ain't going to give it to you. I'm going to give you something better. But you got to wait, and you got to be faithful, because a faithful man or woman shall abound with blessings. Glory be to God. So W stands for wait. O, Amen. Offer our lives as a living sacrifice. Come on, somebody. Romans 12, one of my favorite scriptures. I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service, being not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove the good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. That's the sacrifice that the Lord wants, Father, love. Beloved, we, you know, want to make other sacrifices, and our sacrifices are acceptable. Amen. Glory be to God. But the Bible tells us, beloved, that the real sacrifice that the Lord wants, amen, is a living sacrifice. He wants you. He wants you. You got the husband, amen, running around, amen, and coming home, you know, broke, amen, paycheck, amen, over here, this speakeasy, and this gambling, and this whole house, and coming home to the wife, all broke. Glory be, they ain't got a dime left. But she glad to see him. But she glad to see him. Because that's really all she wants. She said, baby, we can get some money. We know how to make some money. I want you. And this is what the Lord is saying. Sometimes we want to throw the Lord a couple of dollars, throw the Lord a prayer, throw the Lord this. The Lord said, cut all that. I want you. I want you. Y-O-U. A living sacrifice. Amen. So, amen for offering our lives as a living sacrifice. Aura, amen, rest in his presence. Rest. God is calling us to rest. We are laboring to enter into his rest. Amen. He, beloved, the Holy Spirit leads us beside green pastures. He don't lead us over there to the train wreck. No, he leads us into green pastures. Green pasture, when we think about green pastures, we think about tranquility. We think about beauty. We think about quietness. Quietness in our spirit. Beauty in our spirit. This is where the Holy Spirit is leading us. And we have to learn how to rest. Glory be to God. You ain't always got to be doing something. Glory be to God. Because sometimes a lot of that ain't nothing but flesh. Mix all up, making a wreck and drama. Cut the noise. This rest. Amen. Lay at his feet. Glory be to God. And just commune with him. And let him talk to you. Hallelujah. Sometimes, beloved, amen, you just want to be in God's presence. Amen. And it ain't nobody saying nothing. You ever been with somebody you enjoy being with and ain't nobody talking? But you just so happy to be in their presence. Huh? Remember when y'all used to be in love? For some of you that, you know, that's not in love now, but remember when you were, huh? And you would just be on the telephone and he wasn't saying nothing, you ain't saying nothing. He breathing, you breathing, but you enjoying every morning, every moment. You just love to hear, you just want to hear him breathe. That's how we need to get with God. You ain't saying nothing. Lord, I ain't come to ask you for nothing today. I just come to lay here at your feet in your presence. I just want to be in your company. I'm just so glad I'm in your house. Glory be to God. Amen. So we want to rest in his presence. S. Amen. Hallelujah. S. Sing unto him. Beloved, sing. You don't have to sound like Yolanda Adams or B.B. Wyman. Sing your own song. Sing with your own voice. No, I remember someone told me once, glory be to God, hallelujah, I was singing a song, and I don't know, they told me that I couldn't sing. And maybe that's really how they felt. You know, maybe it was truthful. They didn't really say it in a nice way, but it didn't make no difference. I didn't get offended. I just turned around and told them I ain't singing to you. I ain't singing to you. Well, let me tell you something. Psalms 5 tells us, say, not only do we sing unto the Lord, but the Lord sings back to you. Isn't that something? God is up in heaven singing, and he's singing love songs to you. Glory, sing a song. The Bible tells us enter into his gates. A matter of fact, it tells us, wait a minute, how does it go? Was it Psalms 100? Hallelujah. Psalms 100 says this, Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Beloved, we're supposed to always approach the maker with a song. This makes something up. Lord, I thank you for today. Yeah, we gonna do it your way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This make it up. Other people might be laughing, but God is rejoicing. Amen. Because you are being obedient to his word. You're coming before his presence with a song. Amen. Get some songs up, hallelujah, in your playlist. And sing. Wake up in the morning singing. Go through the day singing. In the evening singing. I remember once I was sitting up in the library. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm just humming a little song. Amen. Not singing real loud because I was in the library. Amen. And a lady turned around to me. I'll never forget. She said, amen. She looked at me. She said, I want to know. Amen. She said, I want what you got. She said, whatever's causing you to sing, she said, I want to know that. And that gave me an opportunity to witness to that lady. Sing a song. Amen. Worship. W-O-R-S-H. Humble ourselves before him. Humility. Baby, you ain't going nowhere in God if you can't go low. Your flesh got to go low and keep going low until your flesh is out the way. See, the Lord said when we humble ourselves, he will pick us up. When we humble ourselves, what we are telling the Lord is, Lord, not my will, but thine will be done. Not my way, but your way. Humility. It's not about us. Amen. It's all about him. Less of us, more of him. None of us, all of him. Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all. Humility. Amen. Amen. Intimacy with God. Intimacy. Amen. I think one of our prayer warriors, amen, broke that down for us in one of their elaborations. Intimacy into me. See, when a husband and wife have intimacy into me, you see, now they got them babies. Because the husband went into me, you see. But guess what? Hallelujah. We have spiritual babies. When the rhema of God, hallelujah, the sperm of God, really in the Greek it says the sperm of God. Come on, somebody. Intimacy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. And now here we have all these spiritual babies, new ideas, new projects, new businesses, new this. Glory be to God. Blessings over here. Blessings over there. What is going on? All these babies running around like old mother hen. Huh? Has so many children, she ain't know what to do. But you going to know what to do with yours. Because the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And he adds no sorrow to it. See? But you are fruitful now. See, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Why? Because you have intimacy, not with the devil anymore. You're not going to bed with the devil no more. You go to bed with God. You wake up with God. He's the lover of your soul. And this is an intimate relationship. Amen? And then the last letter, beloved, in that word worship. Amen. It's P. Amen. Pleasing him. My God, sookie, sookie. Because you know what? Amen. Sometimes we work so hard to please people and we frustrated because we done did all that we could. You thought they would be happy. You gave them all you had. You went overboard. Amen. Glory be to God. Sometimes you really even done took it too far to please somebody and they still not happy. Are they only happy just for an hour, a day, a short period of time, and they off to the next thing? See? And that could be very, very frustrating. And this is why, beloved, there's nowhere in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, where God tells us to please people. You won't find it. And he tells us to love people. He does not tell us to please people. And you want to know why he doesn't tell us to please people? Because he's wise enough to know that you can't do it. Because no matter what you give them, they're going to want more. No matter what you do, they're going to want you to do more. See, they ain't, most folks ain't going to be, and sometimes they got there to turn around and talk about you. Huh? But when you please God, the Bible, and God is grateful. He ain't going to throw nothing back in your face. Without faith, the Bible tells us, it is impossible to please God. Ah, you want to please God, all you got to do is walk in faith. Faith acts like a thing is so, even though it's not so, that it'll be so because God said so. When you're walking in faith, you are pleasing God, and he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. God rewards your faith. Beloved, I know you're sad. I know you're crying, but God don't reward your tears. I hate to be the one to tell you. Let me see if I can try to say it again in a real sweet way. God don't reward your tears. So when you get finished crying, blow your nose and go wash your face. But God rewards your faith. If you're going to cry, baby, let them be tears of faith. And keep going. And keep going. Because faith without works is dead. Amen. Worship. Worship. Hallelujah. God is a spirit. Hallelujah. We who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. What a blessing. Sister Jerry said, what a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Do you know Jesus Christ today, beloved? Do you know Jesus? Now, do you know him? Now, you can't worship him if you don't know him. You can praise him. Oh, you can praise him. You got all type of flesh praising God. Y'all see it sometimes in church and different places, and they say they in the spirit and this and that. And one lady said she was in the spirit, and she fell, amen, in the church. Said she hurt herself and sued the church. Now, she wasn't in the spirit, baby. You best believe that was flesh, because the spirit ain't going to cause you to hurt yourself. If you in the spirit, you not going to hurt yourself. And then she had the nerve to sue the church. Father God, help us. Amen. Hallelujah. But you cannot worship God until you know God. But we wanted to take this moment right here, amen, and lead you, amen, and give you a formal introduction to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because we know him like that. And we don't have to make an appointment. We don't have to make an appointment. We just show on up. Amen. You know how it is when you got family and friends. You ain't got to call. Look, sometimes I give my mother and father respect and say, hey, what y'all doing? I'm coming over to sit with y'all. But I ain't got to. I just show up and ring the doorbell. And guess what? They ain't going to peek through the peephole and say, this is Alfreda. No, they're going to be glad to see me. And they're going to open the door. And same with me. Guess what? And you can do God the same way. We want to take you here right now. Amen. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. He shall be saved. Amen and amen. Father God, repeat after me. Father, I come to you just as I am, a sinner, tired of my sin, ready to be born again. This day, I open my heart, I open my mouth, I open my mind. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. And I ask that you would forgive me for all my sins and all unrighteousness. And I invite Jesus to come and sit on the throne of my heart, to rule, to reign, to lead, to guide. And I ask that you would help me to follow you and not miss a beat. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you that I am saved. I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved. I am saved. I don't deserve it, but yes, I am saved. I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved. I am saved. I don't deserve it, but yes, I am saved. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. We've been waiting on you. Amen. The Holy Spirit's been waiting on you. The angels are rejoicing. Reach out to us here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Let us know you gave your life to Christ. We want to pray with you, and we want to pray for you. Amen. And do whatever we can to help you to grow into your full salvation. Amen. Now, for the us who already know Christ, let us continue to go deeper into the inner courts. Amen. Hallelujah. We can give the Lord pure and unadulterated worship. Pure and unadulterated worship. Worship, beloved. Praise is like when we're seeking what's in God's hand. And believe me, he got some big hands. He got the whole world in his hands. So you're going to the right person. But when we go to worship, we're not seeking his hands. We're seeking his face. We just want to kiss him. We give me a cheek. Give me a lip. We just want to kiss him. His forehead. We go straight to the face. Glory be to God. Straight to the face. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. And this concludes our service for today. This concludes our service for the week. It's been a wonderful week. Amen. As we have replayed all the clips on our Good Friday service. Amen. Thank God for the story that they tell. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Who have manned it, the altar of prayer, the power line. Amen. Thank God for all of our hosts and each and every one of you calling to touch and agree. Thanking God for our Wednesday night Bible study. Thanking God for our 5 a.m. Platform at the morning altar. We just want to thank God for everything. Thank God for everything. Amen. Weather's been good. Glory be to God. Now, remember, Jesus rose last Sunday some 2,000 years ago, but Jesus was on the earth for 40 days. Jesus is still here now. If we're taking it back 2,000 years ago, time did not even begin until after Jesus' resurrection. That's why you have B.C. and A.D. B.C. is before Christ. A.D. is after his death. The clock didn't even start ticking until Jesus was rose from the dead. Glory be to God. And guess what? When Jesus rose from the dead, that's when the last days began. That's the last days. Uh-huh. So we've been in the last days for quite a while. Amen. Hallelujah. We're about wrapping it up now. Amen. Beloved, don't let it be called too late. Amen. It's been my pleasure to serve you. Amen. It's been my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. And let us continue to move forward. We'll be back tomorrow. Amen. On for our Sunday services meeting here on at 12 o'clock noon. Glory be to God. And also on social media. Amen. So to God be all the praise, to God be all the glory, and to God be all the honor. It's going to be making some twists. Amen. In our ministry. Amen. So keep your ears and eyes open. Also, I'd like to make an announcement for the morning altar on social media. We're going to be there every day now, starting on Monday. Starting on Monday, 5 days, not every day. Whoo, because I was ready to take it 7 days, but I heard the Holy Spirit tell me 5. Monday through Fridays, 5 a.m. in the morning, starting on this Monday right here. Sometimes when you try to back out of work, God will give you some more. Amen. But let me tell you something. You ought to be very proud when the God can use you. Because that means you're getting something done. If you needed something done, beloved, you ain't going to call nobody that don't have a reputation for not getting it done. You're going to call the person that get it done. Amen. So thank God for using you. Amen and amen. So amen. Starting on this Monday, amen, we'll be posting. Come on, meet us 5 o'clock in the morning. Amen. At the morning altar, let's start our day. Amen. In prayer. Also, we are going to have amen, a breakfast. We're coming together, amen, for breakfast fellowship, and that's going to be on the first Saturday, amen, after Mother's Day. The first Saturday after Mother's Day, and we will be meeting one day a month on a Saturday for right now. We'll be having breakfast conferences, amen, nothing elaborate, but nice, amen. Glory be to God. So keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, and there's some other announcements to be coming forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we want to say thank you for all the souls that have given their life to you, all the backsliders that have been reclaimed. Thank you for the word of God as it has come forth all this week. Thank you that your word will not return into you void, but it will accomplish all that you have called it, sent it forth to do. Thank you for the spirit of praise and the spirit of worship. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that we win and the devil lose. Father God, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In Jesus' name, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Woo, my God. We nullify it. We cancel it. We declare it null and void. Hallelujah. We decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. My pleasure. Amen. To be in the service of the Lord. Amen. This week. Amen. God bless everybody. Amen. Have a good, awesome, beautiful day and a beautiful weekend. Amen. Love you, love you, love you, love you. In Jesus' name.
We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name.
Come on, say it.
We have come,
yes,
gathered to worship Christ, our Lord. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Say it one more time. We've come into this house.
We have come.
Glory. Gathered in his name to worship him. Is that why you've come this morning? Come on, say it.
We have come.
Come on, say it.
To worship.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
We have come.
Come on.
Gathered all to worship Christ, our Lord. Oh, word. Oh, yeah, Christ.
Come on.
So forget about yourself this morning. So forget.
Concentrate on him. And worship him. Said from his spirit. So forget about yourself this morning.
So forget.
Concentrate on him. And worship him. Bless your name, God. So forget about yourself. Come on.
So forget.
Concentrate on him. And worship and worship and worship and worship. Hallelujah. Oh, worship him. Christ, come on, Christ. Hallelujah. Let us lift up holy hands.
Let
magnify his name and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands this morning. Hallelujah.
Lift up holy hands.
Magnify his name. worship him. Christ, hallelujah. Somebody say, worship him. Hallelujah. Christ. Anybody know he's worthy to be praised? He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. Come on, worship him this morning. Worship. Christ, our Lord. From the rising of the sun unto the setting of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. Come on and worship him. Hallelujah. Anybody know he's worthy? Anybody know he's worthy? He's worthy this morning. Clap your hands in this place. Clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah.